American Samoa's best music mixes on 93KHJ. We want to welcome in studio. We've got some more ham radio operators that have come to American Samoa from far-reaching parts of the world, it sounds like, by the sounds of those accents that I'm hearing. So I want to welcome, there's actually like a crew of 10 guys here, but two of the gentlemen are speaking with me right now. Here is Gerben, and we also have Adrian. Gerben and Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to see both of you guys here. So you're getting ready to go to Swains, which is a place that most people in American Samoa who've lived here all their lives have never been. And you've only been here probably for, I don't know, less than a week, maybe less than a day. And you're getting ready to make the voyage. So that sounds exciting. Having said that, ham radio, can you tell us specifically what brings you here?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Swains Island is a special place in this world. And although it's a small little place in the middle of nowhere, it's well known in the ham radio world and also in the world of islands, let's say. You know, the recent documentary of Jean-Jacques Cousteau, or his son actually, really impressed a lot of people around the world. You know, it's the type of things that you see on Discovery Channel and you can only dream about going there. So we've been working on this project for quite a few years, and now is the time to go and see the actual thing.
And ham radio, just to bring everybody up to speed, in case they missed our other interview, it is amateur radio. So you're like kind of on, I don't want to say, pardon me for using it, but this is just how what people know them as. They're walkie-talkies, they're CB radios, and you can speak to anybody in the world with these, right?
Yeah, that's true, but you know, the ham radio, just like everything else that's technical, has evolved over the years. And so it's not your grandma or grandfather's ham radio anymore.
Okay.
Technology is involved quite heavily. For example, one of the things that we're going to do on Swains is send signals to the moon and reflect it back in the other side of Earth. This is a very sophisticated type of system.
Wow. How will you know that it hits the moon and comes back to Earth? Have you done that before?
Of course. And now we're ready to do it from Swains.
So it's a, like, what kind of signal? Is it a voice, like a voice recording, or?
Well, you could send a computer signal, meaning a computer talking to a computer, or you can also send the Morse code. You know, you have choices. The signal is very weak, so it involves quite a bit of equipment and large antennas.
How long does it take to get to the moon?
Well, the signal is almost instant for us, but you know, there's a delay of a few seconds there. The distance is quite high.
Is it traveling at speed of
light.
Sound? Light. Speed sound. Of light. Okay. Wow, that's incredible. So will these be Morse code messages then, or?
We'll be doing Morse code and also voice. We'll be talking to hams around the world and different frequencies. And one important item I'd like to mention is we'll bring live streaming of images from Swains Island. For the first time, people around the world will be able to see the island live. We'll be installing a satellite dish, Starlink system, and people around the world will use YouTube to see live images from Swains.
And how long will those be available?
Well, while we are on the island, we're doing a lot of testing. We have a lot of projects in mind. We're kind of like gate openers.
So why Swains, though? Why not Aunu'u? Why not here on Tutuila? What makes you want to go all the way to Swains?
It's an uninhabited island, and it's like an untouched territory. The coral around it and the island itself, it's mesmerizing if you look at it, the images and so forth. So it's unique in its own way.
I see. And this is a big deal. I mean, we've got, just to paint a picture of what's happening in the studio, there's about 10 other ham radio operators that are in studio here with you. You're all in uniform. You've got your official Swains Voyager uniform happening. I mean, it looks like you guys are getting ready to get on the Apollo or something.
Well, we're amateur radio operators, but we're professionals in what we're doing here.
Okay.
You know, both in telecommunication and logistics, we worked with Alex Jennings to get things done the right way. This is a serious project. It's a non-for-profit, but an international team that goes there. So
yeah, speaking of international, where's that accent from?
I'm from New York City.
New York? originally?
No, I was born in Romania.
Okay. All right. And Gerben?
I'm from the Netherlands. And in our team, we have a few more people from the Netherlands, five actually, totally. We have three people from Germany and two from the US.
And is this, have you guys done this before on other voyages like you're about to do to Swains, or is this the first time that you've
all... Yeah, we have done it. That's also why together. We made this team together. There's a lot of experience, and that's what you need for a challenge like this. This is not something simple. So from that point of view, this is quite big in our community. I mean, we're looking at a so-called most wanted list, and the higher you get on this list, in general, the more difficult it is to get there. In some cases, it's political. In other cases, like this one, it's the location and the
logistics. Where would it be political? So what's an example
of
that?
Well, think about North Korea. I mean, you will never get permission from the government to go there. At least people trying, but that's a challenge. So that is a political issue. In other cases, it's just, you know, the logistics that you can get there.
And when you say to get there, to be able to... Like, isn't part of the objective in ham radio to be able to say, I communicated with this person here?
Yeah.
And so you can't specifically do that in a far-reaching place like North Korea. And since, Adrian, as you pointed out, Swains being uninhibited, you probably not too many opportunities to do that in Swains, huh?
No, and it's in this case with Swains, because of the remoteness of it, apart from American Samoa, in our hobby it counts as another entity. And that makes it so special that people say, I want to have this on my list, because at the end, you know, you can get a kind of certificate that you worked all countries in the world, including Swains. But the last expedition was there in 2012. So people have to wait now for 12 years before they can contact Swains again. And that's why there's a high demand from our community. And waiting, I mean, people even shifting their holidays or building special antennas to make sure that they make this contact, because after this one, who knows how long it will take.
Right. It's almost like a total lunar eclipse or something. It just doesn't happen too often.
And that's actually also with the connection through the moon. There are only a few days in the month that you can do that.
Ah.
And if you don't get that one, then, you know, your opportunity is lost. So that makes it so special.
And when how many contacts do you anticipate you will all make? I mean, there's probably close to 10 guys here. How many different ham radio communiques do you think you'll have?
Of course, we have something in mind or hope that we can make it. But you have to think of maybe 70, 60,000 contacts.
1,000?
Yeah. So that's a lot.
And well, you just kind of tacked, I thought 60 to 70, and then you threw 1,000 on there at the end. That's going to keep you guys busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long does it take to make a contact then?
Well, you can make 3 in a minute.
Okay.
So depending on the kind of mode that you use, voice or CW or digital. And yeah, this is where we have a team of 10 people, but obviously we cannot 24 hours on the air with 10 people. So we have a shift plan so that we go on our tour of 4 or 5 hours, and then we change operators. And we have two camps, and each camp has 3 radio stations.
Man, Europeans are so efficient and organized. Just way more than Americans are.
Because if you go to a place like this and there's a lot of investment from the community, I mean, we have a lot of donors and individual sponsors because, you know, they want to make this happen. But then, you know...
Yeah, does that happen? So if there's like a guy, do you have like a billionaire that's like, I don't know,
No, we don't
Iceland
have that. We're still looking for that.
And says, hey, if you make this contact with me, I'll send you over $10,000 or something like that?
No, you have societies that donate substantial amounts of money. And then you have a lot of individual people that make $10 or $20 or $50. And this is how we try to collect money from the community.
Is this kind of how you get to travel around the world too?
Yeah.
But
apart from that, there's a lot of personal investment as well. I mean, it's not a matter that, you know, you get this all financed by others. So we have to start ourselves, and the more donors we get, you know, that helps us a little bit to ease the burden on ourselves.
And you mentioned something about Starlink. So can I get online in Swains via Starlink?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
This is also what we go
to. Is it constant, or is it just when the satellite's over?
In this case,
it's
constant. I mean, in 2020, we had another attempt, and that was actually canceled due to COVID. At that time, we had also a satellite link arranged that was quite expensive. So that was really for sending a little bit of data every day so that people can check if they are in our logbook. Now we do the Starlink, and we have continuous internet, unlimited. So this is already one of the technology advantages that we have these days. And that allows us also to make this video streaming so people can look. I think we post it also on YouTube later on. So
how many Starlink satellites are you using? Is there just one that's over going to be nearby? Or like when, don't they orbit the Earth?
The others. No,
they're geostationary. There are a lot of little satellites.
Uh-huh.
So that the way the technology works, because it's a very new technology, is that with a very small dish, you could get incredible speeds, you know, 100, 200 megabits a second, and it's a very stable technology. Inside the dish, it's actually a box that looks like a dish, but inside there are little motors that automatically move the antenna to position to the best satellite. And since this is a remote place, those particular satellites that service the area are not that busy, so you actually get more speed.
You're not competing like you are in New York.
Correct. I was going to say, I tested in New York, and I'll probably get double the speed here.
yeah. All right. Very cool. And Starlink, just to bring, that's Elon Musk's kind of his donation to humanity, right? Yes, I mean, you don't have to pay to get on, do you?
Well, you do have to pay, but the monthly fee is almost nothing.
You get online and you're in Swains where nobody, I mean, even 5 years ago, you couldn't have thought about something like that. Correct. We barely had internet here 5 years ago, so.
Well, it's unlimited usage for a very small fee, and which is unheard of in the satellite world. It's absolutely changed the world. We're going to go and test it on Swains.
And you're going to, so also just to kind of, somebody else gave me this analogy just to share how enchanting ham radio is. It's kind of like a postcard that you'll be sending from Swains, isn't it?
Yep. Yes.
And it's like a souvenir postcard. So if you're not a ham radio operator, but you're somebody that would, you know, back in the day, it's like super cool to communicate with people in these faraway places, and you get a postcard from them, that's a major coup. And for you guys to send out these ham radio messages to them for the first time in 12 years is...
Yeah. I mean, for many people, they say, you know, I only need Swains as my last contact to complete all countries in the world.
Wow.
And so they are really eager to make that contact. And it's not only to make the contact, because... to get that certificate, as I said before, you need to prove that you made that contact. So one of the things is that you get that kind of postcard, what we call QSL card. So that is what people are after. But these days, again, you know, things are going to become electronic, so you can also make an electronic submission.
But to actually, not to communicate with a bot or an AI, whatever, to an actual person on Swains, it's been a while since that opportunity has presented itself.
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
Let's just give you an idea of how rare is this particular entity, Swains, for the ham radio community. We, in this list that usually takes a lifetime to make, to contact all of them, it's a list of 340 entities, islands and countries and so forth. And on this list, Swains Island is number 27, where one is the rarest, but 27 out of the 340.
What is the most rarest? I wanted to ask you that.
That's the one that we were just talking earlier.
Is that like in the Amazon or something?
No,
it's North Korea.
North Korea, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And the next in the list are just some other islands in the Indian Ocean or the Pacific. For the same reason, they're extremely rare. Or complicated to get to, very expensive, dangerous, and so forth.
So. All right. And the man who's handling this expedition, the Honorable Faipule, Representative Alex Jennings, who is, are you going to Swains too? Are you a part of this? Tai Amanuia, by the way.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're live on the air, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, of course, I gotta go to this.
Okay.
We planned this for so long, we gotta get this going, you know?
So did they find you then?
Who?
These ham radio operators, is that how this?
Actually, we started with the ham radio operators back in 2006.
Okay.
Under the late Larry Gandhi and Uti. They were ham radio operators. And they said, why don't you make Swains part of their, it's like a international association. And so Swains became one of the nations under their program. And we qualified because of the certain conditions that they required. But they have been just an amazing group to be a part of.
Yeah, they seem like very organized too.
Oh my goodness.
I was just saying that the difference between Europeans and Americans is night and day, man. Like they're so much more logistically put together.
Yeah, it was great. I'm so grateful for them. And
so you're leaving today then, and how long does it actually take to get to Swains?
It's probably about, with this boat, we're probably between 20 and 23 hours at the max, you know, depending on the weather.
And how long will you be there for?
We're going to be there, we're supposed to be there for 14 days. And it's been a very tight schedule. And of course, we had some weather conditions that kind of set us back a little bit, but the port has been very cooperative in trying to help us, because these guys came from all over the world.
So you guys are going to be there for 14 days, and there's no... how are you... I don't think ASPA hit Swains yet.
No, no, we have a we have everything set up.
What, food and all that?
Everything's being... Yeah, we prepared everything.
Okay.
We're ready to go.
All right. Wow, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Did you say there was an extra spot on the boat for me? Or?
Of course.
All right, okay. I'm, Joey, I'm going to take 2 weeks off. Yeah, so I wanted to ask that then. So you guys have all the provisions, and like I said, you're very organized. Yeah. So you're all... You know what you're eating all 14 days, and...
No. Well, we keep that as a surprise.
Okay.
Well, we had good, let's say, we talked to previous expeditions. There were two major ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we got also feedback, you know, how things are going. And what we always hear is the weather is hot. There's a lot of mosquitoes. But the service that we get from the Jennings team is great. Good food. They have good facilities. So you could say there's a split between all the logistics and daily operations like dinners, breakfast, snacks, and whatever you have. And we focus only on the radio part, so to install all the antennas, the radios, and doing the operations. And I think that's a unique kind of combination that we have now.
Well, Rep, I think this is great. You know, Swains Island working with this internationally renowned organization, keeping American Samoa on the map on a global level. So God bless you, sir.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. And I don't know if they talked about some of the things they're going to be doing with Swains.
Yeah.
They're going to introduce some... test some new technology. I mean, it's just an exciting...
They're going to send a signal to the moon.
Absolutely.
I think that's incredible.
I thought they were going to send me to the moon, but no, they're going to send...
Next trip. All right, and they're going to use Elon Starlink. And I mean, this is just cutting-edge stuff that I read about in like the CNN or whatever, and this is happening here in American Samoa.
That's why this is so important. What an important trip. In fact, we have volunteers because, you know, it's a major operation.
Yeah.
I got volunteers, Swains Island residents coming in from Alaska.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So we got the 10 dudes from Ham Radio, two of them we're talking to right now, and then there's you. Who else is going to be going?
Well, there's going to be, I have a team, a 10 group that's going to help set up the operation, maintain the camp, and provide whatever support we need. But then we also have a group of volunteers coming from off island. Seattle, got some from Samoa, different places are coming in to make this trip to help give support for this operation because it's big, you know.
So they're going to get there, and the thing is, you guys are just going to do your ham thing, and then you'll handle all the
logistics.
We'll
set everything up.
Make sure they're fed, slept, and the AC is running.
Yeah.
It's got Freon. You guys got AC, right?
Well, we're hoping on the way.
Nobody said yes to that. That's going to be a long 14 days. All right. Well, at any rate, guys, thank you so much. It was great to meet all of you, and it's great to welcome people from, you know, far parts of the globe. Apart from Swains, like, what's the most other exotic locale that you've been to do this?
Well, maybe Adrian can just brief on...
Well, I recently returned from Bouvet Island, which according to the Book of Records is the most remote uninhabited place on Earth.
Where is that?
It's somewhere in the South Atlantic, somewhere very close to the Antarctica.
So how'd you get there?
Well, it was until a 2 months journey by sea, so quite a bit of logistics involved there, I should say.
How old are you, Adrian, if you don't mind me asking? Are you 40 yet?
No, I'll be 50 next year.
Okay, and are you retired, or if you're able to take 90 days off or whatever to do that? I mean, I got to wonder like what you do for a living.
I'm a computer guy, so I can fix computers from anywhere.
All right.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I woke up this morning and did some work.
Okay, all right.
You know what's amazing about these guys? I've met so many different professionals that this is their hobby, you know? But it's amazing the kind of people that come in these groups. You won't believe the kind of people that come in. They're all professionals.
Yeah, I've never met a ham radio guy I didn't like. They're real nice community, just seem like very down to earth and really willing to support each other. And I guess for everybody to get Swains on their postcard map is like a big deal. So people are really excited about
that.
They
made Swains such a big item internationally, you know, just because of radio operations.
Well, that's great. And you are making American Samoa vis-a-vis Swains big internationally.
Well,
so thank you, Faipule.
Thank you, sir.
Honorable.
Thank you so much.
Good job, man.
Thank you so much. I just want to say
I
really appreciate the support that I'm getting from the government, you know, allowing us, you know, using, you know, whatever support they can to give us to make this happen.
Okay. You know,
and especially now the benefits that we're going to have as far as communication. Communication is so critical. You know, Swains can be paradise one day, and it could be a prison the next day, especially if you can't talk to anybody.
Right.
But to be able to go there and FaceTime and talk on your phones, go on the internet for the first time, amazing. You know, that's just, I just thank God for that. You know what I mean? And especially for these guys and their support.
Well, so this island that you mentioned, what's it called? Bouvet Island?
Bouvet, yes.
And nobody was there?
Well, just to give you a perspective, more people stepped foot on the moon, flown into space, than on Bouvet Island.
Wow. Were there ever indigenous people that lived there or anything like that? Nothing,
no.
Huh?
During the middle of the southern hemisphere summer, the temperature is around freezing point.
Okay, so that's like... That's a heat wave.
Exactly. So I guess that can answer your question.
Okay.
Does anybody live there?
Now, do you go on this by yourself, or did you go with like a crew of guys like you got here?
You can't do this by yourself. It's a team effort just like this. It's so much logistics. You know, on this particular project on Swains, we've been working on this for years.
How much? Can I ask you this? Like, yes. How much does this whole thing cost, all told? You, between getting all you guys over here, chartering a boat, I can't imagine that's cheap for 48 hours.
I think our budget is 125,000
a day, or all told?
I'm sorry?
All told, that's the whole project?
Yeah, this is our budget, yeah. So basically, like it was mentioned before, so there are a lot of clubs and organizations and just plain ham operators from around the world. There are about 3 million of us all around the world. Not everybody's, you know, very excited about this, you know, into this particular side of the hobby, but we have obviously a lot of support. It's not easy to raise that kind of money. People donate a little bit here, a little bit there. Some organizations donate more, some less. They look at your plan. They're not going to just, you know, say, here's your money. They look at your plan and say, okay, what are you going to be doing? How do you get there? Who's supporting you? How are you going to stay there for 2 weeks? You know, how you get your food, the fuel? The logistics are very complex. So it's not just, this is not a holiday.
You're going to be working.
Yes.
And you got your shifts and everything. Well, I'm so happy to see that this has come together for you. I mean, this first opportunity in over 10 years that you've been able to get Swains on your ham radio postcard map. I'm sure that's probably not the right term, but best way to explain it to the layman or layperson. So, Adrian Gerben, thank you guys so much. It was really good to see you and all of your crew here, too. Thank you, guys. Yeah, good luck. God bless you guys. And honorable representative, again, malo lava for getting American Samoa via Swains on the main stage across the globe. Thank you
so much.
All right, have a great voyage. Good luck. All right.
Thank you for having us.
93 KHD, back after this.